Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to the conference call for Wilson Sons Limited first quarter of 2013 results. Today with us, we have Mr. Felipe Gutterres, CFO of the Brazilian subsidiary and Investor Relations. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After company's remarks by the company's management, there will be a question and answer session for industry analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach an operator. Today's live webcast includes both audio and slideshow, may be accessed online through the Wilson Sons Investor Relations website at www.wilsonsons.com.br/ir. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Wilson Sons management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that conditions related to macroeconomic environment, industry, and other factors could also affect and cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to the CFO of the Brazilian subsidiary and Investor Relations, Mr. Felipe Gutterres, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Gutterres, you may begin your comments now, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us in our call for the first quarter 2013. I'm here to comment on this quarter's performance, deliveries, and actions we are taking. Please turn to slide number four of our presentation for a brief summary of our consolidated results. Before we begin talking about results, it's worth mentioning the changes in IFRS accounting standards as from January 2013. This treatment includes the profit of Wilson Sons Ultrapar Offshore in a single line in the income statement and balance sheet to reflect the company's 50% joint controlled participation rather than the previous treatment in which we consolidated line by line. In addition, Allink, a company 50% controlled by Wilson Sons in the logistics business, which previously included only 50% share in both income statement and balance sheet, now represents 100% of its business in our financial statements, with the remaining 50% excluded in a non-controlling interest line. Now on the results, the company generated $149.2 million in revenues, which was in line with the last year's revenues. Lower export volume, reduced activity for one of Braskem's major clients, and additionally, a 13% devaluation of the Brazilian real were major contributors for the soft results. We did, however, see some positive results in this quarter, with towage delivering substantial results benefiting from higher demand for special operations, and shipyard up with intensified third-party revenues due to the business's new capacity. As for EBITDA, special operations in towage business helped achieve the first quarter of EBITDA, and a positive change in provisions in the LT was also a good and positive point for the results in the quarter. We invested $21 million in the period, mainly in port terminals related to Tecon Salvador empty container depot and some equipment for both Tecons. We invested in offshore for our 50%, $24 million that are not considered in this figure. Going to the next chart. Here I explain the main operational and financial highlights by business unit. Starting by container terminals, revenues for the year were down 4%, mainly due to the weaker deep-sea export volumes and 13% currency depreciation in the period. There was, however, improved mix of imports to export volumes, and EBITDA increase is a result of increased imports generating higher yielding warehousing services. Oil and gas support base, Braskem. Figures dropped as a result of reduced operations of a major client in the Frade field and lower demand in exploration production phases of two high-margin operations. The strong demand from the international oil companies and the overall expansion pre-salt projects continue to provide the base for our oil and gas terminal growth going forward. Going to logistics, EBITDA included the effect of the discontinuation of some dedicated operations during 2012. as the business concentrates efforts on operations with clear competitive advantages and more aligned with our current business platforms, such as our abundant warehouse in Santander. So we had some phase-outs in 2013, phase-outs that started in 2012. Going to towage, revenues reached $43.7 million, increasing 8.1% against the same quarter in 2012. EBITDA was also higher due to the strong demand for special operations and to the negative impact of the accounting treatment for fuel inventory, $2.4 million we had last year in the first quarter. Shipyard. The business posted strong revenues with the new dry dock increasing operational activities. EBITDA is down, mainly due to pre-operational costs such as hiring and training related to commencement of Guarujá 2 shipyard operations. Offshore vessels continue to show strong growth as a reflection of higher average daily rates due to price renegotiations and the launch of new vessels, Esterna and Batuira, while PSV Tagais was delivered in March this year. Going to the next slide, slide number 7. In this chart, we present the Tecon Salvador, which has begun operating larger ships, as you can see. We believe the new increased capacity of 530,000 TEUs per year brings many opportunities for the terminal. We may notice the new retro area already in use for easier container storage and handling. In addition, the new expressway, which will link Salvador's main highway directly into our container terminal, will be ready in the second half of this year. The expressway was internally financed by federal and local government. Going to the next chart, slide number 8, now I would like to address some commercial efforts by business unit, starting by Tecon Salvador. We are fairly optimistic with the return of fuel cargoes currently transported by Peteng and Suape, with new cargoes such as coffee. We are analyzing and testing in terms of containerization alternatives. But fruits are the one that we are very confident that we will have the second half of the year, improving volumes. Now turning to the next slide, slide number 9, Tecon Rio Grande is undergoing several tests with soybeans and we are optimistic about the progress of these tests also. Additionally, we are working at about 50% utilization of our capacity, which in turn makes us attractive to new cargoes. So these are our main focus. You will see in the next slide. In terms of slide number 10 now, in terms of commercial projects, we are doing some tests in order to develop new partners with local producers and export companies. So we are focusing on new models like train volumes via new partnerships, attraction of cargoes from Uruguay and Argentina, containerization of grain cargoes, tests with soy, as I've already mentioned, and increased of refrigerated cargoes with the new warehouse infrastructure in the Rio Grande do Sul state, in Rio Grande, close to our terminal, the project of Martini Meat. Going to the next slide, slide number 11. In this slide, we present our new tugboat Telescopian, which began operating during the first quarter of this year. The tug has over 70 tons of bollard pull and is able to perform several types of special operations to meet the growing demand for power required by larger ships. In this slide, we also illustrate some special operations carried out in recent months. Here we have project cargo being maneuvered for a new container terminal in the port of Santos and other maneuvers for the oil and gas industry. Now turning to slide 12, here we can see the new dry dock in Guarujá 2 shipyard, increasing shipbuilding activities. The expansion increased capacity from 4,500 tons to 10,000 tons of processed steel per year. We have the layout of the dry dock in a format that optimizes space, providing the greatest possible length for the block assembly process, and the remaining space is used for building blocks, warehousing, and for the new administrative area. There is also a key for final coating and finishes. Wilsonson's shipyard strategy contemplates the construction of offshore and towage vessels, as well as third-party vessels, such as the ROVSV for Fugro. Going to the next slide, slide number 13. In terms of commercial projects, we are focused on construction for the group and third parties, with a mix between construction and maintenance. Going to the next slide, slide number 14, our sales efforts consist in seeking additional clients for our new dry dock for 2014 onwards. We recently hired a sales director to develop a portfolio of clients for, in addition, PSVs and other support vessels such as anchor handlers, OSP recovery vessels, construction support vessels, diving supply vessels, utility, and RO VSV we build today. Another less common as pipeline vessels, well intervention vessels, and fast supply. Going to the next slide, chart number 15. This slide shows the new PSV Tagais, which was delivered in March and has already begun operating with Petrobras. Currently, we have three PSVs under construction, all of which will be delivered throughout the year to begin operations for Petrobras. Going to the next slide, slide number 16, here we list the possible actions which could generate increased revenues for the business. Petrobras' fifth tender expected for July 2013, contract with the IOCs and Petrobras, daily rates increase when renewing contracts, and new foreign flag, the new foreign flag vessel we have that will be delivered this year. Now slide 17. You can see the new logistics centers in Suape and Itapevi that are already operational. The business concentrates efforts on operations which clear competitive advantages and more aligned with our current business platform, such as our abundant warehouses and logistics centers. At this point, I would like to open the floor to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, just press star 1. Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. We have a question from the webcast. At the first quarter, special operations presented 18% of total towage revenues. What we could expect in terms of special operations revenues for the following years?
Special operations improved in the quarter, mainly as a result of increases in oil and gas operations. Ocean towage and project cargo vessels, particularly new equipment for port terminals. We expect the growth in special operations mainly to the new port facilities, such as Refinery Abreu Lima, Porto do Açu, and an increase in the number of FPSOs and other platforms under construction. We believe the percentage of special operations in total revenues in towage may gradually increase and reach 20% in the next few years.
Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. If you have a question, please press star 1. Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. We have a question from the webcast. How much was the export volume down on a year-over-year basis?
If you consider Tecon Rio Grande, it was 8.6% down, mainly from empties, January to March, in comparison to January to March last year. And Tecon Salvador, it was 6.8% down. In total, it was, okay, this was the figure.
Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. If you have a question, please press star 1. Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. Thank you. Wilson Sons conference call is finished. Have a nice day.